on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Dr. Danny Huerta joins us from Focus on the Family. Danny, thanks again for taking the time.
Steve, thanks for having me on the show. Excited to be with you.
Yeah. I'm excited to walk through some of the resources. You know, you and I often, after talking about various topics, remind people of the various resources available to them at FocusOnTheFamily.com. Today, we're going to share some things that are, you know, maybe a little bit deeper into the website, you might say. But as we approach Holy Week, you've prepared a great resource. And even before Holy Week, Danny, if you want to back up to the regular resource, you know, you have an opportunity to encourage families through the URL, familyreadingofscripture.com. If you want to just kind of let us know what prompted this and even before Holy Week, what people would have found.
So we have a research team here at Focus on the Family, and they help us gain insights into what our parents struggling with, what are they wanting help with. And we had our latest big research was in 2022, and then we do more insight type studies beyond that. And consistently from actually 2016 to 2022, the number one issue parents were telling us they need help with was finding time. They just had finding ways to practically talk about God's word and to read scriptures of family and to be consistent with it. And from 0 to 18, at each stage of development, parents were saying, you know, it's hard for us to find time. It's hard for us to be consistent with reading God's word together, to pray together as a family. Could you please come up with a resource that would help us do this in the day to day? And so in that, we did a pilot test on what was called family reading of scripture, just to simplify it and have scripture focused on one character of the Bible and their journey in their relationship with God and how they were transformed in that relationship, and bringing kids as with their parents as a family into that experience with God's word in a short period of time. So it's multiple sessions, and they can a family can go into it once a day, once a week. But the idea is that they're going into scripture together and listening to it read out loud. Or what we found out with our focus groups is parents said, yeah, maybe sometimes we'll read it out loud. It's great to have the option to have our phone or whatever read the scripture out loud for us. And then there are conversation starters that you can download according to each of the sessions that spur the conversation from the kids ages 4 all the way to 18 and early adulthood, some deeper questions that you can ask to spur conversation and shape worldview together in that relationship. And so we've gone through, I think, 2-3 rounds now of focus groups giving insights for this resource. And we continue to shape it, improve it, to make sure it is truly a resource that is a companion to the busy life parents tell us they're having. So many demands, so many things that they're doing. This could be, you could do family reading of scripture at the airport, at the hotel, in the car, on a hike, anywhere you go, and it's right there at your fingertips on your phone. And this isn't about consuming more media. It's just it's one way to use media in a very positive way. And you don't even have to press play on that and have the audio. It can give you the reading plan, and you guys can read out loud out in nature. You have a Bible with you, and then you have the conversation starters, and it just gives you a unique look into characters of the Bible. And we have pastors helping us write these. I'll write some of the questions, and our team of counselors will have input into that, and writers as well, into the questions that we're asking to make sure it goes deeper and helps on the relational growth, on the spiritual growth of those kids as you're having those conversations. So that was a heart behind that. And right now we've started with the book of Daniel because of the courage in that, or the character of Daniel. Then we have the character of Esther and the courage that she showed. And so that's male, female. And then we have Gideon coming up soon. And we did an Advent plan. And right now the Easter, the Holy Week plan, the idea with that is that you're going to do that every day, and you have some simple activities you can do with the younger kids, but certainly conversation starters that take you through that Holy Week all the way up to the resurrection. And it's an experience we hope families find useful and helpful in their rhythms, their busy rhythms of life.
Yeah, I was actually on the website and noticed, you know, those past ones you've done with Daniel and Esther, and thought, you know, what a great way to kind of warm up before Holy Week. You can go walk through those studies as a family and kind of get in that cycle of, you know, making it a normal thing that's happening. How often, you know, after Holy Week, you know, how often, I see you had the Advent, you have the Holy Week. How often might families look for these?
Well, we're trying to get in a rhythm where we're putting up a new character every couple months. And we're in the process of learning from how families are finding this a useful tool. We want it not just to be another resource that's out there, but truly a resource that gets families into reading God's word together as a family, since that's the number one issue above chores, above other demands, above conflicts, busy schedules, whining, complaining from kids. This was the number one issue that we want to be able to be in God's word together as a family more often and more consistently. We want to solve that truly. That's our mission with this resource. And so as we're learning, we're adapting, and we're changing the flow so that it truly meets that need. And it's not just something else that we're building just to build it, but it's having families be able to, from a multimedia perspective, be engaged in God's word and involve all ages in that. That's a challenge for parents. If you think about it, if you have 9 kids and they're all in different stages and you're trying to lead a devotional time, they have different personalities, they have different ways of learning. We're trying to meet all those different needs so that it's truly a positive time for those 8, 10, 11 minutes that a family decides that they've got, and truly attention spans are different between the kids, and you want to make sure it's at least a meaningful touch point for the family as they're reading God's word together.
Well, and as you go to the website, and I want to remind the listener, you can go to familyreadingofscripture.com, which, by the way, between now and Holy Week, you forget that site, or you're driving, you don't write it down, go to our website at klyt.fm in the Action Center. You'll find that we've put it there for you. That link, essentially just click on the banner. It'll take you right to that link. But one thing I did notice, and I love this, Danny, that, you know, when you're on the site, you see the why behind it. Strengthen faith, spark meaningful conversations, and deepen your relationship with God, which, you know, much of that you've walked us through. And before we wrap up this segment on the Holy Week studies that you've prepared for families, readings that you've prepared for families, without stealing the thunder from your time on the videos, you know, what did you walk through for the Holy Week for families to enjoy?
Well, and one thing I just want to add there, Steve, right before we go to that part, is we've partnered also with YouVersion, the YouVersion app. And
oh, very good.
On that, we have summaries. We have a whole set of summaries for Holy Week. So if you want to go through that as well, it gives you kind of some background, a quick video background that will be engaging for your family. And you can even start there on the YouVersion, and it gives you some good background, and then you go into a more in-depth family reading of scripture, and those were meant to work together. And you can find a lot more Bible reading and studies there on the YouVersion app that we've accumulated over the many years that we've been in partnership with YouVersion. But as I walk through this, the goal was to create a time of reflection and gratitude throughout the week. So one of them is a sorrow of sin and the understanding of Jesus's purpose as a servant and how we can emulate that. What does it mean to be a servant in within God's kingdom? And the way that this was such a loving act and such a humble act, and bringing up conversational pieces that are very much countercultural to today. Humility, servanthood, loving others no matter what, being a steadfast, loving person, a life-giving person in a dark world. That was the theme throughout, and that Jesus came in with a very specific purpose and then endured a lot throughout that week. And we can go into those moments of trying to understand what was Jesus going through, and it was for us. And so it brings us to a conclusion that for us, being a Christian, man, it's worth it, right? It's like climbing a mountain. You go through adversities, you go through different things, and it's all worth it as a Christian. And in this one, Jesus went through it through a painful death on Good Friday, and the reflection of that is great conversation piece for parents to talk about. Why did that have to happen? And what does that mean sacrificially? And how does that fulfill the Old Testament prophecies and what God, just the whole covenant relationship we have with God? And then bringing it to that place of Magnificat that Mary talks about, of just praising her Heavenly Father and the joy she experiences there. And so as a family, do we have that joy in Jesus, where we have a resilient joy, not one dependent on things being a certain way so that we're happy? It's a joy that no matter what, I'm going to experience joy because I have Jesus in my heart, and he is risen, and I am going to get to be in an eternal relationship with my Heavenly Father and other believers. And it takes you through that time of activities, and so hands-on activities, audio pieces, the visual if you want to have that. And the idea is that truly you're sparking conversation in your home, and you're not all just scattered consuming scripture, but this is one where you're doing it as a family, and you're growing together and considering these things as a family.
Oh, I love this so much, Danny. And listen, I was raised by no disrespect, she'd love that I said it this way. I was raised by a mom that was kind of granola. and she would say, hey, you know what? That meal is not only good for you because of how well it was, you know, the ingredients, but it was prepared with love. And you can see by the attention that you and the team at Focus on the Family have taken to put not only the right ingredients into this, but your heart behind it. Is a meal prepared in love for the listener to consume. And we appreciate what you prepared for listeners at familyreadingofscripture.com, also found in the Action Center at klyt.fm. And Danny, you know, typically we wrap up our conversation here, but wait, there's more, right?
More. That's right. That's exciting.
And yeah.
That in our conversation, I brought in the topic slightly as in this segment. For this next segment, which is great.
Yeah, we're going to come back with another great resource that has been available for some time. We've shared some of these before. We'll get back to it when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, we're back with Dr. Danny Huerta with Focus on the Family. Danny, thanks for staying with us through the break.
Steve, thanks. I mean, the invitation is fantastic. It's a privilege to be with you, Steve.
Well, if you missed our first segment, let me just give you this. Go to familyreadingofscripture.com. Danny and the team at Focus on the Family have prepared a great meal for you to consume during the Holy Week. We'll leave it at that and move forward to this next resource available from Focus on the Family. As far as getting to it, one thing I can tell you for sure, and Danny, you may have a shorter or another URL to give, but again, go to the Action Center at klyt.fm. In the carousel there, you'll find the Live It Challenge. Not new to the KLYT website. We've done this in the past. Danny, you guys have prepared another one.
Yes. And this one, I don't know if your listeners have heard, and I don't know if listeners have heard about Bring Your Bible to School Day.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about
that many, many years ago. Right. And at one point we said, hey, it'd be great to have monthly engagement with faith challenges for families. And that's where Live It Challenges came about, to have an experience, not only on one day, but to have a Live It Challenge, a live your faith type of challenge all year long leading up to that big one, which was Bring Your Bible to School Day. So it was tying all that together. And in that, one of them that we did that has been super popular throughout the years is considering the different temperaments in your home. So there's a personality test, and this is about the four temperaments that I'm sure a lot of people have heard of. And that began with the Greeks. And you're probably familiar with sanguine and choleric and phlegmatic and all those, right? But this one, we came up with some very functional ones for your family and just their purpose within the family and within society. And so the four categories or the four temperaments are leader, thinker, peacemaker, and talker. And
I chuckle because I just slapped myself into one without taking the quiz yet.
You did already. All right, just with the titles. That's great. You know, it's interesting, Steve, when I go and talk on this topic, a lot of people say, well, I have two of them or I have multiple. Yeah. Do I have a problem in my identity? And really the fact is that everyone has all four temperaments somewhere inside of them. We all show pieces of all four, but there's going to be one that is more of you at your calm state, the more natural you of who you are and how you process the world. We have all four because we're adaptive. That's how we can be in relationship with other people, how we can empathize with other people. So over time, we gain pieces of other temperaments depending on who we've been in relationship with. And so our parts of our personality become adaptive. And so you may develop an adaptive temperament according to what the environment is demanding of you, whether it's a job, whether it's a family, whether it's friendships. There's pieces of you that are drawn out. As you begin to assume, maybe I'm changing or I'm different. And it's true that part of our personality begins to change over time as we mature because we have more relationships, more connection, more influence from other people. And those pieces of our personality change and grow and make us more adaptive to differences of people. But there's still one core temperament that we're born with that doesn't change. And that's kind of the reset place that you're in and how you tend to process the world in the greater depths of who you are. And so this Live It Challenge is about you as a family considering the different perspectives in your home, the different temperaments, because it's so important to understand the healthy sides of each temperament and understand how they can contribute in magnificent ways into your home and also how they uniquely interpret the world around them. That perception leads to certain ways that they're expressed in behaviors and emotions and thoughts and ideas and dreams. And so it helps you understand your child better. And the more you understand their temperament and the more you go into that with curiosity, the more they feel known and loved by you because they feel understood. And that is a longing within a child to feel known and understood. And from that, understanding the unhealthy sides of your temperament and knowing what things trigger that, the stress, emotions, disillusionment, burnout, tiredness, exhaustion, all kinds of things can draw out the unhealthy pieces of your temperament. And then the family develops adaptive responses to that unhealthy side of who you are. If you're not managing stress well or the demands are too much, and we know that a lot of parents, 65%-ish of parents are at the point of burnout. And a recent survey said that 9 out of 10 parents that are working are at sometimes or always at a point of burnout. And so that would draw out that unhealthy side that can create a disconnection in your home. So it's important to notice those, be aware of them, and know what to do about them. And so that's where the Live It Challenge takes you. This particular Live It Challenge takes you into a journey of finding ways to navigate that and have conversations about these differences and how to go to that healthy side.
All right. So leader, thinker, talker, peacemaker. I'm going to prognosticate, you know, obviously, like you said, Danny, you have a little bit of each, but I primarily a talker. Yeah, probably. I'm probably in the right vocation. Danny, kind of bushwhacking you. Do you want to share where you ended up on the spectrum?
Yeah, I'm on the talker. I'm definitely a talker. And you know what's fascinating is I'm married a thinker, and that's very common. Talkers marry thinkers, leaders marry peacemakers. That's the more common matches. And because they're so different and opposite, but it truly creates a balancing out. And we're constantly seeking on the healthy side of who we are. We're seeking that balancing. So a talker would look to a person that's more structured, maybe more organized, they're strategic, they're analytical, they're a little more cautious. A talker would find that initially kind of attractive and mysterious because it's different from who they are. And a thinker would love the idea that they don't have to carry a conversation. The talker will do that. They'll bring out all they need to say, and they're active, they're fun, they're spontaneous, and thinkers long for that side to be drawn out. And so initially that's super attractive, and then it becomes unattractive once they get married and they're trying to figure out how to balance it correctly, and the unhealthy sides come out. And the same thing is for the leader and the peacemaker. The peacemaker wants it's just indecisive, doesn't want to make decisions. The leader loves making decisions, loves driving things. And so initially that seems like a match made in heaven. And it's like, man, this is great. I love it. You're leading. I'm not having to make decisions. And the leader feels followed and loved by having some control. And then they drive each other crazy once they're in a marriage and trying to make decisions together. And understanding these things from a spousal perspective is so helpful to approach each other with compassion and understanding rather than demanding the other person be different. And it can explain a lot of things for you as spouses. And you can share that new knowledge with your kids and go, man, this is what we've learned about the two of us and how we've misinterpreted each other. I wonder how we're misinterpreting you guys as our kids and how you guys may be misinterpreting our intentions and how we're looking at things. And man, let's go into that in-between place and begin to figure out how we can communicate better in our individual relationships. So think about each of your kids, how you're communicating, and you guys as spouses. And if you do that for 1 month, you're going to see a tremendous change in your home. In communication, relationship, just the momentum you begin to create in your home is great.
Oh, what a great tool. Now, I mentioned at the onset of this segment, Danny, our listeners can find it at klyt.fm in the Action Center. Just look for the Live It Challenge. Was there a focus on the family? I mean, I have the URL. It's a little extensive, but I don't know if you have a shorter one.
No, I mean, really, if you go that route, it's a good one to go. You can actually also find the quiz and the resources around it on our parenting page. So if you go to focusonthefamily.com/parenting,
okay.
You can also find personality things through that, and it take you to the quiz as well. That'll just expand the resources that you've got there. So go to that link that is being given through here. And also you can go to focusonthefamily.com/parenting and just search for personality quiz. And I'll see if the team can put that up on the carousel for us.
Nice. Well, listen, whether it's the Live It Challenge, finding the four personalities, or the scripture reading together as a family as we approach Holy Week, some great resources from Focus on the Family. And Dr. Danny Huerta, always appreciate all the work you and the team put in and the time you take to walk us through it. Look forward to having you on again real soon.
Steve, love being with you. God bless you and continue to strengthen you as you do his work through this show, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.